ABC News.
Ted O'Connor with the top stories. The US House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to force justice officials to release documents relating to the investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The bill will now go to the Senate, and it also needs to be signed by US President Donald Trump before it becomes law. Many of the late pedophile's victims looked on from the public gallery as the bill was passed. The president used to be friends with Epstein, but insists he knew nothing about his crimes. And up until recently, he resisted the release of the documents, calling it a Democrat hoax. The head of Australia's peak science agency says it must cut hundreds of jobs due to insufficient government funding over the past 4 years. The CSIRO will today begin consulting staff on its plans to slash up to 350 research positions, arguing it needs to prioritise areas such as climate resilience and clean energy. The move's angered staff and the union representing them. And tropical cyclone Fina has formed north of Darwin and is expected to impact the coast later this week. The Weather Bureau says the system's expected to reach Category 2 intensity, while adding there's still a lot of uncertainty with the forecast. Residents are being urged to secure homes and work sites and make sure their cyclone kits and plans are up to date. ABC News.